sometimes you can feel the ring of a bell from your head to your feet. Take that idea and expand it, and you may have an idea of what American composer Augusta Reed Thomas has done. It is called Resounding Earth, where different metals and over 100 bells from a wide mix of cultures and historic periods are used to create music. Award-winning American composer Thomas says, "This is the sound of the earth."
I've always been attracted to bell-like sounds. The title, Resounding Earth, on the one hand, we're talking about resounding earth, this earth that is full of metals that all of mankind has turned into instruments, and we're going to play them from all around the world together on one stage.
Augusta Reed Thomas says her composition is like a United Nations of resonances.
Yeah, these are Indian Noah bells or Katki.
On a recent Sunday, the members of Third Coast Percussion were setting up their instruments to practice Resounding Earth. The Chicago-based group was invited to perform the piece at the National Gallery of Art in Washington. Peter Martin is one of the four musicians.
We have bells that come from India. We have gongs that come from Thailand. We have other bells that come from all over the European continent. Literally every continent, I believe, is represented in the instrumentation.
Some are locally found objects.
It is a spring coil from heavy machinery. Makes a beautiful sound. It's not built to be a musical instrument, but it makes a beautiful sound.
Altogether, Resounding Earth includes over 350 metal objects, ranging from tiny cluster bells to huge Chinese gongs. Augusta Reed Thomas developed the piece while working with the Third Coast Percussionists.
It was very challenging, yeah, just being able to figure out the distinct sound qualities of each one of the instruments and then to be able to play them in a way that sort of balanced them across each other. And that was both a difficulty for ourselves as performers, but also for the composer herself, who was trying to craft a piece.
Peter Martin says the 35-minute opus piece of music was many years in the making, and every move of the players was carefully planned. The work has four movements. One is scored or musically written just for the 26 Japanese wrens or singing bowls, creating a restful, thoughtful sound. 18 Burmese spinning bells, traditionally played by monks, are a central part of another movement.
But it's also resounding earth. You know, to take what's in the earth and resound it. And in that sense, it's really giving it back to the earth, giving it back to the people. It's been a very beautiful journey.
The composer and the player say they would love to take the music to all the places where the bells were made and share their sound with people around the world. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Resounding, adjective, producing a loud, deep sound that lasts for a long time. Composition, noun, the way in which something is put together or arranges. Gongs, noun, a large metal disc that makes a deep ringing sound when it is struck with a padded hammer. Distinctive, adjective, having a quality or characteristic that makes a person or thing different from others. Opus, noun, a piece of music written by a major composer. Score, verb, to write or arrange music for a specific performance.